This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has resigned and tendered his resignation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Pradhan said that he was pained by the prevailing situation following students' protest during the past 10 days, saying that it is not a matter of prestige for him. He said that considering the situation at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi and across the country, with the aim of preventing anti-national forces from exploiting it, as well as ensuring that not a single student's future gets entangled in legal complexity, he decided to tender his resignation to the Prime Minister. Mr. Pradhan also expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for his guidance, trust and constant support. He said that service to the nation is the highest priority of his life and he will remain forever dedicated to it. Mr. Pradhan said that following the irregularities in the NEET UG examination 2026, the government handed over the investigation to the CBI and cancelled the exam. The government also announced a fresh date for a re-examination. He added that the government decided to conduct this examination in computer-based test or CBT mode from next year. Delhi police has said that it is continuously monitoring social media handles amid the ongoing protest over the NEET UG paper leak issue. Briefing media in New Delhi today, DCP Central Rohit Rajbir Singh said that Delhi police is sharing every information on fake news, AI and deep fake videos, edited clips and misleading posts through its social media handles. Mr. Singh added that this will help people differentiate between true and false information. He said that more than 400 social media handles have been identified and blocked for peddling fake news and AI-generated content. The BJP has accused the Congress of shying away from the discussion on NEET paper leak issue in Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi, BJP MP and spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi sought to know from Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, whether his party will take part in the discussion on this issue when the proceedings of the House will resume on Monday. He alleged that there are some other elements whose only intention is to take political mileage and not to address students' concerns. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the contribution of the Indian community in Romania, describing them as a vital pillar of the growing partnership between the two countries. Addressing a reception hosted for the Indian community in Bucharest on the concluding day of a state visit to Romania, the president said that Indians living abroad continue to remain deeply connected to their motherland and make every Indian proud through their achievements and dedication. Referring to the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement concluded earlier this year, President Murmu said its early implementation would open new avenues for trade and investment with Romania and other European Union member states. Prime Minister Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In men's cricket, India will look to seal the three-match T20I series when they face Zimbabwe in the second match in Harare today. The match will start at 4:30 p.m. Indian time. India lead the series 1-0 after a commanding 7-wicket win in the opener, powered by teenager Vaibhav Suryavanshi's explosive half-century and a disciplined bowling effort led by Mayank Yadav. Zimbabwe need a victory to level the series and keep alive their hopes of winning the contest heading into the final match. In Gujarat, severe monsoon conditions continue across Gujarat as heavy downpours lash multiple parts of the state. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, Gujarat has received over 52% of its average seasonal rainfall so far this monsoon. During the last 24 hours, ending at 6 a.m. today, Patan District's Antalpur Taluka recorded the highest rainfall of 15 inches. Our correspondent reports that relief and rescue operations are currently underway on a war footing in the affected areas. And IMD has issued a red color warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat today as well. Similar weather conditions are likely to prevail over Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and Rajasthan. For Delhi, Weather Agency has forecast heavy rainfall for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.